Good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021 at 6 p.m. And this is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assemblymember Ann Morrison. Ann, you want to listen to that, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ann. Ceremonial matters tonight, there are none. Kim, could I please get you to call the roll?
Yes, Assemblymembers Corson.
Here.
Ryan Howe. I don't see him on yet. Gilbert.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
David Powell.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Bob, muted.
Here. Thanks, Steve.
Here we go. And Mayor Prasanka.
Persons to heard to be heard, item number three, section WMC 3.05.040C states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace with being disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disrespectful of the meeting. Any person or so disrupting a meeting of the assembly may be removed and barred from further attendance of the meeting unless permission to return is or remain is granted by a majority vote of the assembly. I believe tonight we have signed up for persons to be heard, Cindy Sweat, our KSDK. Kim, could you please note that Assemblymember Howe is present?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I will.
Thank you. My understanding is that we have Cindy Sweat tonight from KSDK Radio, our manager there, to speak.
Yes, she has signed up first.
Thank you. Cindy, do you want to go ahead? Cindy, are you on?
I see her on the line. You may have to hit star six if you're calling in, Cindy.
Can you hear me now?
Gotcha, Cindy.
Okay, no, I was just trying to unmute. Okay, so thanks for the opportunity to speak tonight. I'm Cindy Sweat. I live at 502 Wrangell Avenue, and I'm speaking as the manager of KSTK tonight. And I'm speaking about the proposed Verizon cell phone tower proposed to go up at the transfer station. And I know later tonight you're going to consider a zoning change to accommodate that tower. So I know this is very preliminary, but I always feel it's best to bring things to light early rather than later. So KSTK has a conditional use permit for our North Wrangell Island Translator antenna, and that's attached to the transfer station building. And so we would be broadcasting in similar areas, which is why I'm coming to you tonight. And I just want to say first that we're not anti-cell tower in any way. We're supportive of this. But we do want to make sure and protect the KSTK translator signal. And I have a couple of concerns. I did write a letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission that I submitted before their last meeting, and I attended that meeting as well. And so that letter to them is in your packet. So my concerns are that there is a potential, and it's not a great potential, but there is a possibility that we could have signal interference between a cell signal going out and a radio signal going out from the same area. And we don't want, of course, we want to protect the KSTK signal so that it reaches our users in the service area. And the other item is that KSTK would like to be held harmless if there is signal interference. So in other words, we do not want to be sued by a cell provider if the existing KSTK signal and the new cell signal interfere with each other. And again, I know this isn't, there isn't a green light on this project. I know it's early, but I did want to just bring it up to your, for your attention. I spoke with Joel Aro, I believe. He works for Lynx Consulting, and that is the firm that if this project does go through, they will probably be building the tower. And he gave me verbal assurance that if the project does go through, that that they would conduct a signal survey as part of the project, just as part of the scope of the project. And then later during that planning and zoning meeting, he further said that his supervisors considered that test standard procedure. So that was good to hear. But my letter to planning and zoning also mentioned just some language that KSTK would like to request of the city if the city does enter into a lease agreement on this project, just language that would protect KSTK, protecting the KSTK signal from that translator, holding KSTK harmless from any requirements or costs that would be involved in mitigating any interference, and also allowing us the right that if the new tenant violated any terms of the lease, if there was an interference issue, that we could ask them to be responsible for mitigating that. So that's the topic that I wanted to bring to your attention, and I hope to stay in communication with the city if the project does move forward. And just to let you know that I'm available if you need any information, any technical information on that translator or other information, or if you have any questions. So thank you for the opportunity to bring this to your attention, and thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Cindy. Appreciate you bringing that forward. Kim, do we have anyone else for persons to be heard tonight?
So yes, Mr. Mayor, with Alaska Ice Seafoods, we have Cody Mills on the line. And I don't believe, did you want to speak, Cody? I think he wanted to just be available if there were questions under either item 13D or E.
So yeah, I can speak. I just want to introduce myself and the company. Is this a good time?
Absolutely, please go ahead.
How you guys doing? My name is Cody Mills. I'm the president and CEO of Alaska Ice Seafoods. We do business as Fathom Seafood down here in Washington State. We've been exploring the Petersburg and Wrangell area for expanding our crab business. And we came across Dustin Phillips in that process. And we were looking pretty heavy into Petersburg at the time. And Dustin kind of brought us over to Wrangell and showed us around and kind of convinced us otherwise. And kind of let us know that there'd be a better community to work with and stuff like that. We felt pretty good after we left our first experience in Wrangell and decided to go ahead and move forward. So we've been working on buying the dock in the seafood company out there, Crab Alaska, and we've got that under contract. So just a quick little bit about us. So the company started in Alaska, hence Alaska Ice Seafoods. We're excited about the opportunity to take it back to Alaska. Trident Seafoods operates the original operation of Alaska Ice. Alaska Ice sold to Norquest. Norquest sold to Trident long time ago, long before my time. I bought the Seattle operation. I've been running it for 12 years. I bought the company 4 years ago. We took it from 12 million in sales to about 30 million in sales this past year, even in the pandemic. So pretty proud of that. We're growing real fast and we're a young company. We've got a good team and we do a lot of stuff. We sell all over the world. We sell in Asia, Europe, every coastal state in the United States. We sell in the central United States, Canada, Mexico. And we do a lot of live seafood. That's a big thing we do, which builds a lot of value for the fishermen because there's usually more money left for the fishermen because you don't have all these big processing costs. And so we kind of talk things out with Dustin, and he's got his own little thing he was working on down there. And he just really made a really good case for us to come into Wrangell, and we believe in what we're doing there. And so we're hoping this goes through. We think we made a pretty reasonable offer to the guy we're buying it from. You know, we just asked him what he wanted to sell for, and we said okay. And that's pretty much it. So we're open to answering questions you guys have. We're planning on bringing in some extra stuff to support the fishermen. I really hope you say yes because I have an ice house on the way. I just went ahead and shipped it because I'm running out of time. The clock's ticking on the dungy season, and I know fishermen are kind of worried about that. So we're going to do our best to try and get going before that. So, and dungy is a huge part of our business. So any questions you have, just let me know.
Cody, thank you very much. First of all, Dustin, thank you. Good job bringing in more business to town. Thank you. Cody, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the assembly hold questions I'm sure there will be some. We'll wait till that item comes up, if that's all right, if you're available to stick around for a bit. And I might ask for an
amendment. No problem.
Thank you. I might ask the Assembly to please make an amendment to the agenda, moving that lease agreement back up to, let's get it to number one here so that Cody and Dustin can go get on with their evening.
Mr. Mayor, there are actually three items there.
Okay, well, let's move all of them up if we could, guys, so that we don't hold folks back. That would be great. Thank you, Lisa. And welcome, Cody. We're really thrilled that you're here. So thank you. Kim, do we have anyone else for purchasing?
So I have Linda Knorr and Steve Thomason on the line, but I believe they wanted to just hold until their item came up. And if I'm wrong, please speak up.
Yeah, Steve, Linda, are you on the line there?
Yeah, we're here.
Great. Well, do you guys want to just stand by till we get to your item, or do you want to say a few words of wisdom now?
Yeah, no, we'll stand by. Just make this lease go through so we can change hands so they can get the business and buy our crab.
Okay, there's the pitch right there. He went right to the pitch. I like it. All right. We're going to get you guys to stand by, and we'll move those items up under amendments to the agenda. Kim, excuse me, is that everything then?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that's all I have for signed up under persons to be heard.
Thank you. I'll just make a mention for the community that under 3A, there was a correspondence that was submitted by Joan Sargent. That will be a part of the permanent record if you'd like to see that. Item four, amendments to the agenda. Is there any amendments to be made to the agenda this evening?
Mr. Mayor, I make amendment to the agenda to remove D, E, and F up and replace A.
Thank you. So we're going to move item D, E, and F. Is there a second?
Second.
Assemblymember Gilbert seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assemblymembers Corson. Did you say yes? Sorry. Assemblymembers Corson.
Terry's having audio problems.
Okay. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes.
And do we want to try Assembly Member Corson again?
I can hear you now.
Awesome. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. Okay, so we're going to move those items D, E, and F to above A. Is there any other amendments this evening? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item five, conflict of interest. Does any member of the Assembly have a conflict of interest with tonight's agenda? Madam Vice Mayor?
Yes.
I think you're muted, Patty. No, maybe not. I didn't quite hear you.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Yeah, Madam Vice Mayor, I do have a conflict for the executive session this evening, items A and B. I have recused myself from the evaluation of both the borough clerk and the borough manager due to the recall effort that the borough clerk was involved in terms of the investigation and a staff complaint that the borough manager was involved in. So I've recused myself from both of those.
And Mayor, I'll honor your conflict of interest pending any disapproval by the Assembly.
Thank
and
you.
Hearing none.
Okay. Any other conflicts of interest this evening? Okay, hearing none. Item six, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
By Gilbert, do we have a second?
Second. Powell.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Let Powell have it. Powell seconds it. And any discussion? Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report. City Manager Von Bargen, do you want to give us a report?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a couple of staff I'd like to provide information, but I don't see either of them on the meeting right now. The first one I was hoping to speak this evening was Kate Thomas. I wanted her to speak to the fantastic community collaborations event she organized for cleaning up the downtown and surrounding areas on Friday and Saturday. And if she signs on, perhaps we can get back to that, Mr. Mayor. But I want to thank her, and I want to thank all of the community volunteers that showed up, and I want to thank our staff who took time out of their regular jobs to assist with this offer. There were huge amount of volunteers that showed up to do this. I can't thank the community enough for all their help. The downtown, surrounding areas, playgrounds, public areas look fantastic. So my hats off to everybody. Thank you. And I also would normally ask for Captain Spray to do a COVID report, but I don't see her on this evening either, Mr. Mayor. So I'll move on with the rest of the report, if that's okay.
Please.
Other than the items that are on the agenda, I have a couple of things I would like to bring up. First, Mr. Mayor, we got confirmation that Wrangell will be receiving just over $485,000 from this most recent coronavirus relief package. That's the federal package. That does not include the additional public lands funding that is in there, but Treasury hasn't provided guidance on that yet. And I think that's outlined also in our federal lobbyist report. As I'm sure many of you saw, the House here in the state of Alaska passed their version of the operating budget. It now goes to the Senate for debate. Included in that of specific interest to Wrangell is a halftime position for in the Office of Child Services for Wrangell that we will have to match. That's something that our community's been working on and lobbying for with our state lobbyist and with Representative Ortez, who's gone to bat for us incredibly on this. So if it makes it through the Senate, hopefully it makes it through the governor's red pen, which it did not last year, but it's in there again. The other thing that I believe is still in there is the House version of the budget includes $80 million for economic relief for communities that were disproportionately hit during COVID. That includes a number of the cruise-related coastal communities and some communities in interior and south central Alaska that depend significantly on tourism dollars and the cruise industry, even though it's on the back end, or it's add-ons to the cruise companies or to the cruises that people take. So we'll see. Wrangell is specifically named as one of the recipient communities there, so that's very good information. We have been dealing with organic loading, as you guys are all aware, in our water. We brought a consultant into town that has helped provide us with some new information on being able to monitor and make better adjustments related to our water quality and our organic loading. We made some adjustments, and we are seeing the organic loading go up. Tom Weedor is on the line, and he can certainly speak to this a little bit more than I can. What I want to make sure the assembly is aware of is that we are monitoring this and addressing it, making changes on a daily basis. And today, Tom and Wayne were on the phone with our consultant addressing things today. So we will continue to keep you updated. We're watching those numbers very carefully. And we may be coming to you with some information, because the decisions that we make ultimately may, if we end up being out of compliance, may push us into a realm where DEC is mandating different treatment options for us. So this is a very serious issue that we're watching very closely. One of the other things I wanted to mention, again, I'm switching gears. I've got a lot of different information to provide here. Last spring, we received just over $35,000 in a COVID-related grant that was from the Commercial Passenger Vessel Fund. Though CPV money comes from the state of Alaska, it's shared tax money that the state gets from cruise ship passengers. So we got this CPV COVID grant last spring for just over $35,000, and we ended up having no cruise passengers, so we didn't spend that money. I made the assumption that when the CARES Act was extended, that that deadline was extended as well. It was not. That money has to be used by June 30th. So we have sought and we are waiting for approval to be able to use that $35,000 toward our $83,000 dock repair project that we have to do following that hit and run that we had. We believe we're going to be approved for that so that we can get that project done right away. And the reason we believe we're going to be approved for that is that Ketchikan was given approval to use their money to pay off bonded indebtedness on dock improvements they had. So we should be able to use it to fix our dock. So as soon as we get confirmation of that, we'll let you know. But that will help offset money out of the port and harbor fund that we were going to have to use for those repairs. So I wanted to let you know. Courtesy of the mayor, I believe that the harbor master and the police chief and myself and the mayor are headed to Myers Chuck tomorrow. And so I am very excited. That's the first time I will have gone. I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. I've been here almost 4 years and haven't been to Myers Chuck yet, but we're going to make the trip down there and inspect the docks and meet with the residents there and take a look at what's going on in that area of our municipality. And so I'm excited to do that. And thanks to the mayor for running us down there. I want to let the assembly know also, I have given permission to the Parks and Rec staff to travel to Petersburg. There is certified lifeguard instructor training going on. Our staff need to be recertified as instructors so that they can train lifeguards. And so I've given permission for them to travel to Petersburg. Obviously, it's the closest place they can get that training and we have to have it. Other information I want to mention is that Steve Miller and I received information from our attorneys that we received a partial summary judgment in the Steve Johnson case. We were awarded, this is a matter of public record, we were awarded just over $16,000 in summary judgment of the $23,000 that were owed. We will be having an executive session at the next meeting to talk about issues that remain related to that case, but I wanted to let you know we did receive a partial summary judgment. And so that's very good news. And Mr. Mayor, with that, that's all I have right now of additional information.
Thank you, Lisa. Do we have any questions?
Assemblymember Howe. Lisa, so you said the organic load in the water is going up. What is that the thing that was elevated before?
So what was elevated before, Assemblymember Howe, was the what is created when there is organic load left in the water and it gets mixed with chlorine.
Uh-huh.
So that it's a byproduct of the disinfection process is what was rising. And so right now, as is standard, and I may, Tom Wador, please jump in here. What is happening right now, and this is normal for this time of year, is we see the organic loading in the raw water go up. And we've been making adjustments to try to factor that in so that our disinfection byproduct levels don't go up as well. And we're seeing those rise in addition to the organic loading. And so we're having some concerns.
Is it still at a manageable, like a...
It's still below, correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Assemblymember Morrison.
Yes, through the chair to Lisa, do we have a dollar amount from the company that did the research on the $80 million in reimbursement for lost money from lost tourism? Do we have any feel for what Wrangell might be getting out of that?
No, I do not have that information from our lobbyist, but I can.
Okay, I'm just curious to... If there's a dollar attached to it.
I don't believe so, but I'll check with the state lobbyist. I'll make a note of that.
That's okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for the city manager? The only thing that I'd like to bring up, Lisa, is that when we had our mask mandate expire, which was a EOC decision to make, there was really no rollout to the community. And I want to ensure that moving forward, we do a better job of letting the community know when the mask mandate's gone. I've had several citizens say to me, it appears that we were just trying to not make it, because the average person doesn't know when something expires. And so if it's no longer required, we have to let the citizens know that we're not bringing it forward anymore, and then they can make a decision on the mask business. So I just want to make sure that moving forward, we do a better job of getting that information out. It just sort of expired and there wasn't a lot of mention. So I just want to make sure, maybe it was mentioned on the radio, I don't know, but it would be good to let commercial businesses know that it's no longer, because it was mandated by the city. So when it's gone, we should let folks know it's gone. Thank you. Anything else for anyone? Yeah, Kerry, please go ahead.
I was going to say, Councilman Powell has his hand up.
Oh, sorry, Dave, I didn't see that. Thank you, Kerry. Go ahead, Councilmember Powell.
Lisa, do we have any idea how many, like an average of how many people are vaccinated right now in Wrangell?
My understanding is that it's about 57% of the eligible population. So at the time that was given, that was 16 and older. They've just said that Pfizer can be rolled out to folks that are 12 and older. But I believe my guess is we are coming up on about 1,200 people. It was over 1,100 the last time I got a report.
Okay, I would really like to see something maybe about lifting some of our mask mandates in our city buildings. See if we can have some kind of report on that maybe in the next meeting, or I've had a lot of people ask me about it since we've had that many people vaccinated. Just like to see something on it.
Okay. Got it on the list.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Dave. Anyone else? Member Corson, thanks for keeping an eye on those hands for me. I appreciate it.
I just happened to see him. No problem
at all. It takes a village, man. It takes a village. All right, we're moving on. We're going to move to the borough clerk's file. Kim.
Hi. Okay, so I don't have a whole lot. I did want to bring to the attention of the community and the assembly, you are subscribed to receive notifications from our website. I automatically subscribed you when you became an assembly member, but you can certainly go on there and subscribe to receive notifications when we do surplus or anything that interests you on that list. And I would encourage the public to also go on to our website on the right-hand side. It says subscribe here for notifications. All you do is you select what you want to receive notifications on, put your email address in there and hit submit. That's it. We don't sell the list. We use it for internal purposes only. And whenever I do a new a surplus list, or if I put new items on there or lower prices or whatever, I send out a notification. So if you want to receive those notifications to see what's on that list, sign up. And if you have any questions or need my help, just come in and see me. I can help you. We could do it right there. It takes 2 seconds. And then also I wanted to report on my, the second page of my report, it talks about cell phones. We had several cell phones in the city that had not been used. And so, I went through the list and I was able to, cancel 10 cell phones, which is going to save the city about $7,000 a year. So, really excited about that. And I want to apologize to one city facility because I canceled their phone and hadn't heard back from them, but we got it back up and running and we're all good. So, and then the last thing is I want to start putting in more parliamentary information in my reports. I've done that in the past and I've I get busy and I don't put stuff in there, but I really think it's important for the assembly to see this stuff. You know, it's something I see all the time, but it's not really something that you see all the time. And there's a really good article from Jurassic Parliament, which Anne McFarlane, I love her. She's my role model. She's a parliamentarian and she always has really good information in there. So it talks about sabotage and, you know, it's majority rules, even though the minority is heard, and just talks about that. If you vote, if you don't win the vote, it's not appropriate to go out and talk against it or whatnot. So if you have any questions on that, let me know. But it's a really good article. She explains it a lot better than I can, for sure. So other than that, unless anybody has any questions.
Questions for the clerk today. Kim, I think you're off the hook here. Thank you. Sorry, did someone have a question, Anne?
No. Thank you. My hand still up?
Hello?
No.
Good, we're all good. Mayor and Assembly business, anybody have any reports to give tonight? Hearing none, we will move on from to item 11, public hearing. Let me just get down to that. I apologize. 1 minute, please. Okay. So ordinance number 998 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to Lot 1, Bradley Subdivision 2, from a contract zone commercial to commercial, and for Lot DA Prunella Subdivision from open space to public to commercial. So this is a public hearing. At this point, I will declare the public hearing open. And is there any administrative report on this item, Lisa?
No, Mr. Mayor. This is the second reading, public hearing, and approval or action by the Assembly on this item. No change from the last meeting.
Thank you. And Kim, do we have anyone who wanted to speak directly to this item to the Assembly tonight?
No, Mr. Mayor, I don't have anybody that signed up.
Is there anyone that is on the Zoom call or on the phone that wants to speak to this item? Okay, hearing none, I will declare this public hearing closed. There's a recommended motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 998.
Moved by Gilbert.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, full vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Persanka?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business. There is none. Item 13, and we have a new A, which is actually D. So item 13D, approval in the Wrangell Marine Service Center for Mill Dock Lot 1 from Steve Thompson, DBA Crab Alaska, LLC, to Alaska Ice Seafoods, Inc., DBA Fathom Seafoods.
Move to seek approval to assign Wrangell Marine Service Center Mill Dock Lot Number 1 from Steve Thompson, doing business as Crab Alaska Limited Liability Corporation, to Alaska Ice Seafoods Incorporated, doing business as Fathom Seafoods.
Move. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Corson. That was moved by Gilbert. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to give us an update on this, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a simple transfer of the existing lease, which has 1 year remaining on it, from the current lessee to the new lessee who introduced himself this evening. We are proposing that that almost all conditions of the lease remain the same. The one exception to that is we are in the process of looking at revisions to the insurance requirements And we have put something in the lease agreement that states that when those new requirements are known, we'll need to do an amendment to this existing lease. But other than that, we're recommending that all terms and conditions remain the same through the remainder of the lease.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Lisa or Cody? I apologize, I missed your last name there. Can you please repeat it for me?
Cody Mills, M-I-L-L-S.
Thank you. Mr. Mills, if there's any questions for Mr. Mills, please, this would be the time.
Mr. Mayor, I would add Steve Miller is on the line, and this did go before the Ports and Harbor Commission, and they did vote in favor of a recommendation for the assembly to pass this.
Thank you. I think I'm not seeing anything, so I'm going to move to a poll vote, please, Kim.
Okay. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Morrison? David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Can we record? Brought out his police voice, I think, there. All right. Item 13E, approval of first modification to lease mill dock lot 1 in the Wrangell Marine Service Center to modify the lot size square footage, from 5,140 to 7,460 and increase the monthly lease amount from $411.20 to $596.80 plus tax, requested by Alaska Seafood Inc. doing business as Fathom Seafood.
Move to approve first modification to a signed lease of Mill Dock Lot 1 in the Wrangell Marine Service Center to modify the lot size square footage from 5,140 to 7,460 and to increase the monthly lease amount from $411.20 to $596.80 plus tax, requested by Alaska Ice Seafoods Incorporated doing business as Fathom Seafoods.
Been moved by Howe. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Moved by Morrison. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So now that the assembly has approved the assignment of the lease from Mr. Thomason to Fathom Seafoods, Fathom Seafoods is asking to increase the size of the lease area to 7,460 square feet. With the exception of the increase in the monthly rent, all of the same terms and conditions apply. The monthly rent is based on the square footage times 0.08, which is what the increase is based on the amount of the square footage. And this would be good through the 1 year term that's remaining on the lease, same as the lease assignment that was just passed.
Thank you. Is there any questions for Elise or Mr. Mill? Assembly Member Gilbert?
Yes, the only question I have is with the addition of the square footage, do you still label it as lot one or do you have to have another survey?
We would still label it as lot one. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
I wasn't sure where to go. So that, Kim, please go ahead.
And Steve Miller could maybe answer this too, but no, we would still label it as lot one.
Okay, thank you.
And just as a follow-up, then how does that work with a survey situation?
Then when these, Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Please go ahead, Kim.
So when our assessor comes to do their assessments, then they would pull those leases and they would see what the lot size is. And they would do their assessment based on the lot size currently. Okay. Or the modified lot size.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the surveys that we always see with the boundaries of the lot sizes, the lots outlined.
And Mr. Miller may be able to answer that. I don't believe that we have that surveyed out like that. And if I'm wrong, forgive me.
Steve, you on there? Steve Miller?
Yeah, I'm here. We're still waiting for
refer the assessor on this. This one here was kind of held off because of the specialty of it being on a dock like it is. So when we get them back in here to do that, this will be all encompassed as one lot. So they will know the dimensions at that point.
Okay. Thank you.
Cody, quick question for you. Like you just get the lot and you're already expanding. I like what I see here. how do you envision, are you going to be able to grow if you have the crab showing up? Is that, are you going to be hemmed in there with sort of any kind of down the road thoughts?
Well, if things go well, we probably come back to another meeting here and probably want to expand more, to be honest. We'll have to take a look at how it goes and the possibilities, but we've had tremendous success down in Oregon and Charleston doing the same thing basically we're proposing here. We did it down there with another guy named Tyler Long, who kind of talked us into that, similar to Dustin. And you know, we built it up from the, when we first started with them, you know, just one half load of crab. And, you know, in January, February, March this year, we did 1.5 million pounds off that dock with them. And so as it grows, we are looking for more space in Charleston right now. We're hamstrung there because there is none, and Pacific Seafoods kind of owns everything down here. And it makes things challenging, but you know, we find creative solutions the best we can and work with the community to make it work. And Tyler's really helped us out with that. And so I think up there we would just get going. That's the big thing, is to get in there now. People kind of need someone. It seems like they need someone right now, and see how it goes. If it goes well, you know, maybe expand some more as well. Maybe put in a building that's not a Quonset hut and bring in some more infrastructure. But kind of take it one step at a time.
Thank you, Cody. All right, is there any other questions? Okay, Kim, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Item 13F, approval to lease Mill Dock Lot 2 in the Wrangell Marine Service Center with Dustin Phillips, DBA, Sumner Strait Seafoods.
Approval to move forward the lease of Mill Dock Lot 2 in the Wrangell Marine Service Center to Dustin Phillips, and to move the request to the Borough Assembly for approval once the requirements of the lease rural property have been met.
Moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Definitely never questioned. Okay. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a new lease, as you can see, for Lot 2 with a new lessee. And all of the same terms or similar terms and conditions in this lease exist or are proposed in this lease as in the others, with a couple of exceptions. Similarly to the last lease, we've put information in here that when we revise the insurance requirements, those will have to be, the lease will have to be amended. The other thing that we're doing, we're starting this lease out at the same price, 8 cents per square foot. However, as I indicate in the agenda statement, we are in the process of doing appraisals of the lease areas within the Marine Service Center, and we will be determining a new rental rate across the board for everyone. And because this is a new lease starting out for 5 years, we want to make sure that the lessee understands that once we have that new appraisal information, we will need to do a modification to this lease as well.
Any questions? Mr. Phillips, I see you're on. Do you have anything you want to say, sir?
Just other than the new rate on the lease, I don't know if you guys can hear me. I don't have great internet service in my house here, but I just was curious of when and if that would take effect. You know, on that adjacent property, completely different than Fathom, over here on the Mill Dock 2, when would that lease rate possibly change, I guess is my question.
It We are having the appraisals done now, so we could, it could be, I would say, no sooner than probably 3 months, but I think it would, I think it would be fair to say we would make that change probably sometime within the first 6 months.
And that would be in the middle of the lease. So I would agree to lease the property pending a lease rate increase. I assume it probably wouldn't be extremely substantial, but there will be an increase coming, and we just have to deal with that when it comes along, is my question, I guess.
Yeah, I wish it were, Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes, go ahead.
I wish I had something definitive, Dustin. I don't. My assumption is it's not going to be a massive change as well, just like you said, but I don't have any concrete information to be able to provide you, because we just let the contract go on that appraisal. The timing of this, just for you, unfortunately, it puts a question mark there.
No problem. I would like to move forward regardless.
Thank you, Dustin. And Dustin, just on a personal note, thank you very much for putting the extra effort in with Cody and his team to help lure them away from Petersburg. We always appreciate that. Glorious for us. So thank you very much, Dustin. All right. Any other questions?
Just a couple comments, Steve. Yeah, I'm excited to get to work here. And I know a lot of fishermen that have actually fished up here from Washington, deal with Cody down there. I've had great things to say, was a big part of me making this decision and doing this. And we're just excited to get to work, you know? So with the assembly's approval, we'll be ready to help to support the fleet here and make things happen. So just excited to get going.
It's a little bit of good news after a rough year. We're pretty pleased with that. Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members, David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. And with that, if anybody who wants to cut out now and not want to sit through the remainder of our meetings, we totally understand. So thank you very much to everybody that came out. Not you, Assembly Member Howell, you must stay. Thank you, Travis. We are now on to the real 13A, approval of repeal of order number 996 related to interstate travel testing mandate.
Move to approve a repeal of ordinance number 996.
I'll second it, Mayor.
Morrison, moved by Powell. Lisa, an update on that, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The state came out with new travel advisory guidance last week indicating they would, although they are leaving it up to municipalities, they believe that municipalities that are on the road system and that are on the Alaska Marine Highway system should not have intrastate travel testing requirements. And so we have tried as an EOC to follow both updated CDC and state of Alaska guidance. And so that's why we're bringing this forward. I will tell you that there is, although we're recommending to remove it, certainly at this time, there is legitimacy in having the testing in place, specifically because Ketchikan is in a outbreak right now. And, you know, they're one of our closest neighbors. And so protecting ourselves is important. And so, you know, we tried to make sure we had extra provisions in place when we had a outbreak in Petersburg, and now Ketchikan, unfortunately, is experiencing one. But that being said, the overarching guidance from the state is that the intrastate travel testing mandates be removed.
Thank you. Any questions for Lisa on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes, item 13B, ordinance number 999 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 20.32 of the zoning code, titled OS District Open section 20.32.020, conditional uses by adding municipal facilities and communication infrastructure as two new conditional uses.
Move to approve first read orders number 999. Move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on May 25th, 2021.
Moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
Dalrymple seconds.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'd actually like to ask Carol Rushmore to take the lead on this one and then and the next agenda item.
Thank you. Carol, please go ahead.
And I'm sorry, you all are cutting in and out for me, so I'm just giving a summary here. We had a proposal come in for a cell tower near the solid waste transfer facility, and in reviewing the land uses in that area, the area that they were looking at was zoned holding, and basically only extraction, gravel extraction and recreation can occur in the holding district. It must be rezoned for an appropriate use. So in looking at that, we're proposing to add two uses to the open space public district, and in the next code, in the next agenda item is the rezone, but we're putting municipal facilities and communication infrastructure into the open space public because most all of the city facilities are zoned open space public, and this would allow future expansion of use by the marine transfer facility. I'm sorry, the solid waste transfer facility.
Thank you, Carol. Is there any questions for Carol on this? So Carol, if I'm to assume correctly, this is laying the groundwork for the potential of this other tower, correct? So this is
correct. It will allow the review of the tower, and that will be going to the Planning and Zoning Commission on Thursday for conditional use permit consideration for conditional use.
Thank you. Any questions?
This is Joel Arrow with Links Consulting. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say that we recommend that you revise the code so that you can hear our proposal for the tower in that location. And wanted to point out that we did talk to, I know I heard Cindy Sweat from KSTK talk. I have communicated with her as well to make sure that we address any interference issues via deployment of these types of facilities, which is common practice, by the way. And then I'm here with any to answer any questions you might have regarding cell towers. And I don't know if this is the appropriate location, but I wanted to just make sure that I spoke up.
Yeah, no, thank you, Joel. I appreciate that very much. And I was assuming that it was you, that you were the cell guy. So continue.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'll remember that in the next meeting. Anybody have any specific questions regarding this? And I will say again, this is the preliminary. This is to, in order to review, you're not voting tonight on actually putting the new tower up yet. This is just to get things going. So does anybody have any specific questions for either Carol or Joel?
Mr. Mayor, if I may speak, you are a very soft in, I don't know if anybody else is having a hard time.
Try switching the microphone. One second, I'll switch over to my computer and see if that helps. One second.